freshy pots.
Where the potties don't smell like poo.
Would it be worse to have your head as big as your arms or your normal head but baby arms?
Goodyear blimp was fire. I don't know how it stays so still. Tell me if you think this is funny. I gotta remember how it goes. There was this, it was like this guy brought his work buddy or something, and like the guy got mad at them on the land, but they were out. Or no, this is it. They go. They ask this guy if they can hunt on his land. He says, yes, but while you're out there, I got a cow that needs to be put down. So we...
This is literally the worst delivery I've ever heard in my life. You're botching it. I don't even know the joke, so and you're botching it. Welcome back to the Sword Brothers podcast. Blake, last week was golf. Mm-hmm. This week, we're back in the pod, back in the room, back in the studio. I don't know. The vibes are good. Sometimes I feel like, you know, like if you play tennis and then you stop playing tennis for a while and you're like, or it doesn't, not just tennis. I'm saying tennis because it's relatable to me. Okay. But any sport, sometimes when you're like, oh, I might need to shake some rust off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just go out there and perform. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's a few things like that. Like sometimes when you don't do something for a while, the first time back is the best.
I don't know why. Have you not had that?
Right.
Have you not had that like scenario happen to you?
I absolutely have.
Oh, are you agreeing sarcastically, or I don't know.
Definitely not sarcastic. Okay. But in a sports sense, yes. Sometimes it's like that. You get a new dose of beginner's luck.
Right. I guess. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But no, yeah. Feeling good. I see you're eating some candy here. It actually just sparked a little memory. So recently I've bought some candy online, which I've never done before. Not really the best like process, I would say, because it's been like 80 so degrees. Got them out of the mail and these suckers were melted down.
Was it Amazon?
No, it was. So this was, I mean, I guess it was the, this company's called Joyride. And I think it's from like an actual YouTuber. Anyway, long story short, I bought them because this guy's basically trying to create candy that is still tastes like candy. So it has some sugar in it, but it's supposed to be like 80% less. Supposed to be not healthy for you, but better for you than a normal bag of candy.
Oh, is this what you had at the Pickleball
Exactly,
Courts?
Yeah. Okay. So you tried them. Were they pretty good? Like
they were good. Yeah. They were kind of hot, so they were like super sticky.
Right, yeah. That bag was real sticky. But anyway, so try not to make this story too long, but so there's all kinds of stuff in this. Like he puts like protein even in some of them, like fiber, different things like that. Anyway, I'm just like going about my week. These bags have like, I don't know, 20 grams of sugar, maybe like 15 probably in a full bag of candy. Wow, and so it's like really easy to just like scarf down one bag and you don't feel bad. And it doesn't give you like, sometimes I feel like when people eat a bunch of candy right after, like if they eat like a full bag, kind of like maybe gives them a stomach ache or maybe that's something mental. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't do that. So I'm going about my week. Sorry, this is a long story. I'm going about my week. Dude, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, no, but I can't stop pooping, dude. I can't stop pooping. It wasn't like too much. It was solid poops. Like they were just solid.
Like solid as in like, man, that was a solid poop. Or like,
no. It was like, dang, that was a solid poop. Like that was a nice poop. Like it was a, like it was good.
Like nice.
Like, not double, like, not double, like solid too firm. Like it was a good poop.
Just like double tapered.
Yeah. No. Nice fade. But no, anyway.
You
so,
read a review. Yo, this candy gives me a nice fade.
Dude, so I can't figure out. It happens like 3 days ago, or it happens like 3 days after I ate this bag of candy. On the fourth day, I I got this like launch pack. So there's multiple like kinds of candy. I just down another full pack. Next day hits me. I'm like, what is going on?
Bro, maybe that's why they're healthy is because it just they laxative it. And dude, it gets out of you.
Well, long story short, I figured out it was the gummies that I was eating. And I figured it out as I was eating one the other night. And I just continued to eat
Wait,
it.
So if you are having
something's
just,
coming. Something's coming.
If you are just having like nice solid poops, why did you why was there like a flag raised?
Because it wasn't just one nice solid poop. It was like I'm not just well, maybe this might be regular for you because I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod, but
I knew this is why you brought this to me.
We've talked about this. This wasn't why I brought it up, but it was just I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny that
so
it
was what the was, candy what that was eating. Abnormal?
Dude, it was like normally I'm like a one, maybe two kind of a day for me. Like
one to two poops?
Yeah.
Like I was always going at the same time or different.
It depends. One's always at like well, sometimes it shifts, but normally one right after breakfast and one right after dinner. But I have to eat something. It's weird. It's like the second I eat something, my body reacts.
But, well, yes.
But no, it was like four to five, bro. But they weren't like it. But they were still solid poops. It wasn't like anything like bad. I don't know. But how many, what's your like normal? I feel like you're an outlier when it comes to this stuff.
I don't really want to show all my cards here, but I would say like it's not abnormal for me to crest six. But here's the thing is I think that I have Christ. Like some people have triggers in their life when it comes to you know, things that affect them emotionally. No.
Talking about like anxiety?
Could be. I have triggers in my life that affect my bowels.
Like what?
Let me hit you with a couple. Working out. So obviously waking up and coffee. That's a guarantee.
Okay, wait. Are you just naming like normal, like everyday natural laxatives?
No, I'll do that. Oftentimes, and this is where my number gets abnormally high, is that I'll make pre-workout and when I start, but you're like, that's oh, pre-workout problem. Makes me poop.
It no, does, dude.
No.
It has to
I
make
don't have
poop.
To have tasted it. If I make pre-workout okay. and I go into the garage, when I go to the whiteboard and start writing
yeah,
a workout.
You always do.
When I go to the whiteboard and start, yeah. I, like poop will not be on my mind at all. When I step up to that whiteboard and I think, what do I want to do? And then I start thinking, oh, this is going to be challenging or this and this. I like can't finish writing sometimes.
You do always run in and poop like halfway through writing it. Or you're like scribbling on. You're like, I'm going to go.
Dude, sometimes I don't even put the cap back on the marker. So I do that. I'll get through like the first workout or something. I'll finish my pre-workout. I'll have to go again. So
there That's will wild.
Be. Sometimes out of maybe like five or six, like two to three will be during my workout.
Well, no. And so that's what felt so abnormal to me was they weren't like solid poops throughout the day. It was like my normal at breakfast. And then it was like four around dinner, dude. Yeah. I was like, what's going on?
Also, Megan knows this. If we go shopping or something and I enter like a big box retail store, that's a guarantee.
Dude, you poop in there?
Like if she has me run in Kroger or Target or Barnes & Noble or Home Depot or
that's when
anywhere.
The bathrooms are so big.
Yeah, and they're the gross bathrooms.
Yeah, that's when the bathrooms are so big. A whole, like, fight could be going on across the bathroom. And you still have privacy because it's like you're 50 feet away because there's 80 stalls.
Yeah, some places it's a little more intimate. Either way, I don't know what it is. It's got to be, like, something mentally that, like, triggers me. Because the same thing when I start thinking too hard about a workout – or I get into a store and I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Well, sometimes I feel like if I just talk about poop a lot, it'll trigger.
I kind of feel that.
I don't. I actually don't right now. Like, honestly, I don't right now.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I feel like you might not.
Okay.
But no, yeah, there definitely is some triggers for sure. I don't know. I mean, it's probably the same, like, I don't know, some chemical reaction in your brain or something.
Dude, yeah, this is a good segue. We went down, I spent all last week at the PGA Championship in Louisville. and you went with us one day, and a lot of porter pots.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of porter pots all around. So I spent a full week using a porter pot. Thankfully, I don't know how, dude, because where we went for this golf tournament, we had all you can eat and all you can drink, and there was like taco style stuff, barbecue, salads, cookies, all these desserts. I ate so much barbecue that week, and I did not poop at that golf course one time the whole week.
What?
Dude. Something about the porter pot, I could not do it. But I never even had to. I think I was walking too much. I was just like not thinking.
I hate pooping in porter pots. I haven't done it in like forever, but I remember doing it.
I think I would have went into the woods before I... Yeah, dude, the first day we got there, we pull up. This might get graphic. Megan's saying abort. We pull up.
Megan, this is what the viewers want.
It's just me, Megan, and Ev, and my parents.
No, I do not approve this story.
Sun is shining. We park at a church parking lot, and then they shuttle you on a bus, but they put porta pots in the church parking lot in case you had to go, which was nice. I didn't know at the time, but I went in a... there was just like a couple of really large porta pots, and I'm like, this is sick. Like a walk-in, and so...
Yeah, they're like handicap.
Like, great down, like, I'm about to go and do it. Go and pee before we hop on this bus. I go in, dude, shut the door, turn around, just poop and blood everywhere, dude. And I didn't leave because I guess the other ones were taken. So I just put my whole shirt over my face and peed. Dude, it was the grossest thing. I was like, did someone become handicapped in this stall? Okay. Or... like lose a limb or something.
That's the nastiest story. We need to say all of that, but
I don't know what it was, but I we can cut that if we need to.
No, no, that was
it
rough.
It was disgusting, but yeah, it got me and my buddy talking too about, well, a couple things. One of my buddies was saying, like, we walked in one's the last day and they were like saunas because it was like 86 degrees out, and we walk in these porter pots and they were so hot, and he was like, oh, that would be like an awesome like fantasy football punishment. Like, you have to stay in a porter pot for 24 hours. And I was like, 24? I couldn't do that. That would be horrible.
That would be awful.
But I was like, dude, a better one would be, especially in that heat, you might literally would die. And especially if they were like used, if they delivered you a freshie. Maybe.
Well, yeah, if it's a fresh... Well, yeah, I was thinking...
Because if they don't deliver a fresh one, I'm not sitting down for 24 hours.
Well, yeah. No, that'd be awful. But I was going to say, unless it's a fresh handicap. I've never been in a fresh... it wasn't fresh. I've never been in a handicap porter pot ever, but I was in one in that parking lot. Dude, there was room to dance around in that thing.
Yeah, a little short, but...
I mean, it wasn't very tall, but I was like, wait... This is a porter pot?
Yeah, pretty sweet. Maybe if it's one of those.
Maybe, like, what if your punishment was, like, you're just in there when people, it's open, but when people open, you're just, like, you hand them, like, mints?
You're just, like, sleeping in there. You're, like, don't bother. Just do your thing. Act like I'm not here.
You're holding, like, a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, you're just asleep in the corner facing the wall. Don't say anything. No, I think the better punishment would be... if everyone else had to chip in and pay for a porter pot to be at your house and you could only use that as the bathroom for a week.
That would still suck, but not nearly as bad because then you know it's fresh and you're the only one using it.
Okay, but this is also my question. Are they fresh?
Whoa.
Because I don't know if you could get the things I saw out of that porter pot.
Whoa, how do they?
How do they clean it? This was my question.
This was our conversation the other day. We're like, do they hose them down?
Dude,
like,
how do they do that?
How do they hose it down? Because also, like, do they lift it and the bottom comes off and then just the poop and everything?
No. Hold on. I think I've seen it before. I think there's like a truck and they like pump it out into like a
Okay, but can I would
That's
just
not cleaning
say
the rest of it though.
Hosing it out is not not going to get the job done with what I saw. Also, is there anything that's like culturally unacceptable to throw in a porter pot?
Mm. I'm glad you brought this up because I was also going to bring this up.
Very gross. Starting off,
we couldn't find a trash can. We just threw our coffee cups in there. They're basically just trash cans. What on earth can you poop and bleed in, but not throw trash in?
No, I'm glad you brought this up because weren't we having this at the PGA Tour? We were like, because we saw like, oh, we were having the conversation. Yeah, what can't you throw in? And we were naming crazy stuff, dude.
Dude, yeah, is there anything?
There's honestly nothing that I can think of.
Maybe not like something, maybe not like an animal.
The smell will be masked.
Dude, it wouldn't smell any worse. I like how like you can look down in the porta pot when you're going and you can see that they like tried because the water is blue, like it's sanitary, but then there's just mounds coming out of it.
So nasty.
Okay. Like,
you're not fooling anyone.
We talk about something else now.
Yo, what else?
So nasty, dude.
Yo, what else can we talk about? But yeah, I think that's maybe one of the wonders of the world. How do they clean those things? Mm. I want to, maybe we should order a porter pot, get it delivered here, and see how clean a freshie really is.
Mm. Hey, we do a whole ep in a handicap.
Shark Tank. Dude, this may be the most appropriate Shark Tank of all time. Freshie pots. We are one and done.
Everyone's fresh. I got you.
They're way more expensive, but you're guaranteed a brand new unit. They're biodegradable. We have someone fly them and dump them in the ocean after.
I thought you were going to say.
You're peeing on it and it's like disintegrating.
It's a one day use. Them.
You can get a triple ply freshie pot that'll last 3 days.
You can literally see the layers going through as you pee.
Someone's pooping in the top half of it fell off. You just see their head.
It's like you're just falling through at that point. Someone's like squat. They have to like squat because it's like there's no
actually
seat
it probably
left.
Disintegrate from the bottom, so it would just get shorter and shorter until it was gone.
You're just crawling inside.
Yeah, I think people would pay a premium for freshie pots if they knew they were the first person to ever use it.
Or different idea. Or
they're
same,
all just paper mache.
Same idea, but you never change the location. There's once you choose the location, it has to stay there until it goes into the ground.
Yeah, it's just like super short and somebody's just ducked it.
Somebody's like, okay, we can't use this. This is literally 3 feet tall. And they're like, we're not paying for another one until it's all used.
We do this business idea and then we dump thousands of freshie pots into the ocean and then 10 years from now it comes out that our biodegradable formula was wrong.
It's like freshie pots have actually never been biodegradable and fish now use them for villages.
It's like when the big BP oil spill happened and they were on blast. Decade from now it's going to be us with freshie pots on the news. Freshie pots, do we like that?
No, you keep saying it.
FP. Freshie pots.
Fresh pots. Freshie pots for your pot. Or no.
Where the bodies don't smell like poo.
They still would, though. Just because they're biodegradable doesn't mean it disintegrates the poop, dude.
Yeah,
freshie pots have acid.
Yeah,
in
that's
the
true. They pay a premium, and then as soon as someone has pooped in it, it's no longer a freshie pot. So maybe like big events wouldn't want these.
We say they're one use. They're like, oh, one event, like single person.
We could pivot and we could just not own the pots, but we could do cleanings between each individual use. We could be the pot cleaners.
But what we do is
pot
stickers. We create a washable like bomb and we just chuck it in there after like
I'm imagining somebody. Like after everyone goes out, we just kick the door open and just hose the whole thing.
We're
out.
Just like throw a freaking grenade that just like
dude,
puts soap everywhere.
I would be very interested to see the person that did what I saw.
I don't want to try to imagine that.
Yeah.
But
it's not a little person.
No. Speaking of the PGA Tour, I think we didn't have this at while we were there, but actually, I was thinking it was the morning of, but Megan and I were talking. We were hanging out with Evelyn, and we were just on the topic of, I'm sure you've heard how like people will be like, wow, it's so crazy that babies, like they reach over their head like this and their head fills up their entire like
arms.
Yeah, their arms just barely fit over their head. And so then it got me thinking, one, what if adults,
what if you like body stayed, grew proportionally that way?
Right. But like, would it be worse? Here's my question to you. Would it be, let's see if I can say this question correctly. Would it be worse to have the arms of a baby as an adult or the arms of an adult as a baby? Because imagine Evelyn going like this and her head was this small in her arms. Like they were proportionate to me. Or imagine me like this.
You're not saying like a baby with giant arms though. You're just saying the proportions? Or are you saying...
I'm saying proportionally.
So maybe you are saying a baby with giant arms.
No, like would you rather... No, if you were... Like would you rather have... Yeah, like which one do you think would be worse? Because like you can't be a baby.
I don't know. How much space do I have?
You have a lot of space. Like imagine that's your or no no no. Better.
Wait, so are you saying would I question. Rather like this in my head fill that?
Yeah, so better I didn't say that originally, but better question. Yeah. Would you rather have baby arms that you can barely fit over your normal size head or normal arms where your head's as big and it fills up your arms?
I don't know, because I feel like one, I wouldn't be able to reach anything, and the other, I would have a giant head.
Dude, if you have... Megan, Megan just returned. To catch you up...
All that poop talk got her all hot and bothered.
We were talking about the conversation you and I were having like a couple days ago, where would it be worse to have your head as big as your arms or your normal head but baby arms? What do you think?
I don't know. You don't want to have a giant head.
Yeah, if you have that big of a head,
I think having a giant head is worse.
Like, is your head like that heavy? Because, or can you like your normal neck support it?
Also, like a baby when
or
they can't lift their
if
head
it's
up.
Just inflated, maybe you could fly.
So there's no, you have no brain. You're
it's just hot
your
air.
Skull is hollow.
What?
Your skull is hollow?
Oh, your skull is hollow. I didn't know that you said it's full of hollow.
I don't know. This is the hardest question I've ever been asked.
Wow. Well, it was also, like I said, I messed it up like I thought I would. So you've had some roadblocks, but...
That's okay. I'll go big head.
Cool.
Now what?
No, I think...
Well, when you're F size, it doesn't look that big.
No, we're talking as an adult, though.
I know, but she can't lift her... Her arms are the same size as her head.
Hmm. Yes, that is correct.
Here's a thought-provoking thing I thought of this week.
Okay.
Speaking of big, hollow things, you know what we saw last week?
What?
That you were like, whoa, I've never seen that.
What?
The Goodyear blimp.
That's right.
Goodyear blimp was fire. I don't know how it stays so still. We did talk about planes being still like that. I do think this one was actually still.
It was actually still.
Dude, I'm glad you said this. When I was being like, I was literally at the tour like, holy cow, it looks like so crazy. It looks so still. I've never seen that. You didn't seem as like enthusiastic about it, but I'm glad you're here now. I'm glad we're here now.
It led to a couple of things. Daniel, my buddy Daniel and I were standing there. We were just off to the side. I think I told you this, but we were just off to the side in off the fairway watching golfers go by, and there was this old man standing next to us. And he just gently whispers as we look up and we see the Goodyear blimp. He just said, "This wasn't Goodyear. Sorry, this was Dick's Sporting Goods." And he says, "Wow. Dick's has penetrated the airspace of Valhalla to no one. to no one.
Wait. The blimp was a Dick's blimp?
Yeah, it was a Dick's
blimp. Oh, yeah,
blimp.
Did you not see that
what?
One?
No, I didn't see that.
That one was also there.
Yep. Okay, was the Goodyear one is way more iconic.
Huge dimp in the air.
Isn't the Goodyear one way more iconic? Yeah.
Well, it was just like a banner, I think, that said Dick's Sporting Goods.
No, it was a Dick's blimp.
Oh, it was actually
on
a blimp?
It was a whole Dick's blimp?
Yeah, big Dick's blimp.
I thought it was a banner like draped over a normal blimp.
They're all just wraps.
Wait,
on blimps.
Yeah, what?
No, but like where you could tell it was a banner. Like you're it like, wasn't.
No,
a
no.
Blimp.
That blimp
was white before.
This was a Dick's blimp.
But did he say it?
Say
like,
it three times fast.
Dick's blimp.
Okay. Did he say it like where you like he was saying it in a way to be
no
funny or like
no because.
How old
no
was
one
this
laughed,
guy?
And also he was like in his 70s maybe or something.
Oh yeah,
so
that guy
was
just
like, but just like penetrated the airspace of Valhalla was just
yeah.
Why curious. That choice of words though?
I don't know.
He's 70,
but I like that he said it.
He's 70. It's hollow up there.
But here's my thought provoking thing, and I don't have an answer, but I also didn't look it up because I wanted to ask you guys, where do they park blimps?
They deflate?
I always thought they deflated.
I don't think so.
I don't know how they work.
They might.
How can they not deflate?
But also, is it just then... Do they just let air out until they hit the ground?
I don't know how they work.
Mm. By the time it would hit the ground, that guy's got to crawl out of that cabin and get out from under all the tarp.
Aren't there like small propellers on the...
Yeah,
there's
think,
a propeller
yeah,
on the back
of
it. So it couldn't totally... maybe there's like
no.
framing and then it deflates inside that?
I don't think they deflate in the air, but I think they deflate once they're on the ground, maybe.
Maybe.
But that's the other thing.
They're huge,
though. Is it truly... Yeah, is it truly where the only place you can like sit in those things is on the small thing on the bottom?
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise,
yeah.
You'd just be
it's like a hot air balloon.
How sick would it be to just be in the balloon part, though? You're
if
in
they
the,
could make the balloon part
you're
zero
in,
gravity and you could just float around.
Yeah,
there.
Imagine you're in the Dick's blimp. Sick. Close your eyes right now. You're in the Dick's blimp above Valhalla.
We've already penetrated the airspace.
The airspace is penetrated. You're in zero gravity. And you're just high on life right now. What's the first thing... That's coming out of your mouth when you hit, when zero gravity hits.
I'm speechless.
You say speechless or you don't, or you're speechless?
I say speechless.
What do we got, Megan? What
does
it
says
look like?
They fill the balloon. They have, I guess, additional balloons or they say balloonettes. I don't know what they are.
Those are girl
with
ones.
Air. Which increases the density of the blimp, making it negatively buoyant, so it slowly descends.
So there's more balloons inside of a balloon. That's
just
message.
Like a hot air balloon.
That's a message for life. There's always...
They're basically just sky submarines.
Well, there's not balloons inside of a submarine.
I'm thinking more shape.
But that's something... That's a message for life, you know? There's always... You always got to look on the inside...
That's
the rule I live by.
Yeah, the inside is what counts. Because if those balloons inside of the big balloon weren't there, it couldn't fly.
There's balloons inside the big balloon?
Balloonettes is what they were
called. Yeah, the girl balloons inside of the...
Oh, yeah.
Girl balloons inside of the Dick's blimp. I don't... Anyway.
Baby balloons.
Yeah, I didn't see the
Dick's blimp. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. I would love to see one parked somewhere sometime.
I'm sure they... I feel like they...
You ever been in a hot air balloon?
No. Maybe that's why you never see them, is just because there were... Just like the... Your fresh pot idea or whatever, they just... They're only one use.
Freshy pots.
Freshy pots. They're only one use, so every time the blimp comes down, they just burn it.
That's true. Probably just drop them in the ocean.
They're biodegradable.
Just huge balloons in the ocean, dude. This was so funny. The other night, Megan and I were sitting there, and we just like came down here after Ev went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
We're building Legos and watching TV. Or no, we didn't have the TV on. She was like, we were both building like Guardians of the Galaxy sets. She was building like a spaceship, and I was building like a helmet or whatever. And she was like, we should listen to some music to like get in the theme of the set.
Like, I was like, we should listen to like the soundtrack.
So she goes and puts on Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Pull it up. Give us a little taste. She starts playing like, I think it was like, Gonna Get Your Love or something like that.
Come you know and
that
get song? Your love.
Mm-hmm.
Come and get your love. I don't know.
That's on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she starts playing it. Should have given you a warning so we had this up a little quicker. Should be in your recent on Apple.
Yeah, it's in my recent search.
Listen to this. I was like, what is this? I said, I don't think this is the song. She goes, no, this is Come and Get Your Love. We listened to almost a full minute of this before she looked at her phone. Megan, tell us what album this is off of.
This is off a very deceiving album that is Guardians of the Galaxy, Sleeping Lullabies for Babies.
She sat there for a full minute and defended that this was just the like extended intro version or something of the song.
No, we listened to it and Blake said, what song is this? And I said, it says Come and Get Your Love. And then we listened to it for a little bit longer and Blake said, I think this is all instrumental. And so then I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's like...
It's like the movie, like...
Like, yeah, like one something. Of the instrumental... Yeah, like soundtracks for the movie. And then it's just Lullabies for Babies.
Yeah.
What's funny is that I almost said out loud before we knew that, this is about to put me to sleep. But I didn't. And then we found out it was that. And I was like, man, that music works.
That was really piano, a very slow version of it.
And yeah, it's like, just like a dun, super dun, bright piano dun, the whole time.
Dun, dun,
do you think stuff like that with like music and I guess you could apply this to a lot of things, but like the fact that those notes without me even knowing what it is and whatever just make me sleepy. Is that like natural and scientific, or is that because I've always grown up being told these are like calming sounds and that's why I associate it with that? Is it natural, or is it like learned from culture?
I don't know. That's a hard question, but I definitely think different instruments 100% make you feel different things. That's like music, like there's like instrument chemistry. I don't know what it's specifically called, but it's something along the lines of like these producers, depending on what kind of producer they actually are, that's like the reason why they're like, oh, they need like this like monotone kind of like almost sad but still gives hope. So they're like, oh, bring in a clarinet or like some, like yeah. They do it on purpose. Yeah. But I don't know if you're saying a whole thing of like, is all of that, is that whole world because everyone is just taught that that means this?
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know
about that. Because, I mean, I don't know that anyone's told you to feel a certain way when...
Well, it's like...
You grow it's just like everything that rocked you to sleep as a baby sounded like that.
Or
so
you grow
conditioned.
Up, or you grow up watching a movie that has a clarinet when it's sad in the movie. And so
I know, but that doesn't mean that that's going to make... When I first see that, it doesn't mean it's going to make me feel sad. But when kids hear music that's supposed to sound intense or sad or happy, like they feel it, they know it.
Yeah, so that would
without
maybe...
me saying this is happy music.
They don't know it. It's just they learn
feel
what
the feeling
because of the. Well, I think
when they watch The Lion King and the scary music comes on and the stampede happens,
that's just because it's a loud noise.
Okay.
All right, they're definitely not. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I'm... I guess I am taking this side
I think
side
it elicits
of it.
A response naturally is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think there yeah, is. Maybe. I think there are natural responses, but at the same time, now that you say that, I feel like it definitely could be something with what he's saying because...
I think it can go either way too because you see like movies where they'll play those songs where things are going through and the music... Then the music can also be like creepy.
No, it is. No, there's no question that
it can elicit both responses, but we just associate it with this really positive, soothing response because that's what we've always known. But yeah, maybe there is something to like the brain chemistry of those notes in a certain way mm-hmm. that it is natural. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it might be a little bit of both, but at the same time, I feel like what you're saying though is still like yes, there's different things that align in our brain, I think, and make us feel different ways. But when we grow up, these producers they're using similar stuff. Like if it's like a scary scene in The Lion King, they're not gonna like bring in like calming chimes. Like you know what I mean? Like they never do because that's not. So I mean, I don't know. I guess there's definitely some natural tones to it because they wouldn't have picked it in the first place.
Yeah. But. Well, and I think it can apply to like other things with like things you'd be like scared of. Like culturally, we're like scared of like spiders, but it's like if people were taught all growing up that spiders aren't bad and you don't need to be afraid of them, would still the same amount of people grow up and be afraid of spiders?
Yeah.
Or would they just think of them like ants and be like no big deal or whatever? You know what I mean? And just eat them in their cereal.
I mean, but I guess that's a little different because there's not really like a natural reaction to a spider.
But like, I don't know. But there's definitely natural stuff too. Like being afraid of the dark or something, I feel like is more like just inherent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like just preferring light over dark and things like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, why are more people scared? I mean, spiders are scary. I am scared of them.
Right, but like, imagine if you grew up and you were told that like dogs are gonna bite you and that they're really dangerous and whatever. You would grow up being super afraid of dogs.
Well, yeah, but no one told me spiders are. I mean.
Yeah, but when you saw a spider, your parents ran around and smacked it and get away. Yeah,
growing up every time.
But no one was like, you should be scared of spiders.
If every time you saw.
You don't have to do that.
If every time growing up your parents saw a dog and they shot it, you'd be like, we should probably stay away from dogs.
Shot.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to shoot spiders. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's so much we don't know.
I don't know why this just made me think of this. I don't even know if this is going to be funny. Did you ever, when you were a kid, like have jokes in your repertoire where you had like a couple of jokes where like if anybody was ever like, tell me a joke, you'd like have one?
Never, dude. I always hated that.
Jesse, I know one of Jesse's.
I always hated when someone say, tell me a joke. No, I'm more of a fly guy.
I know what today's Get to Know the Bros is.
I'm more of a back and forth, let me throw something at you mid-conversation. I'm not a knock-knock guy.
Okay. I remember I had this one, if you'll allow it.
You may proceed.
Tell me if you think this is funny. I think my grandpa told it to me one time. So sometimes I would just be like, hey, do you guys want to hear this joke? Because I thought it was good. I bet I told this joke 100 times. It was like it was my material or something. I was like a comedian with one joke.
It's your signature.
I got to remember how it goes. It's going to be underwhelming. I would say something like, there was this, crap.
Okay, you're on the spot now.
I can't remember the joke. It was like this guy brought his work buddy like hunting with him and they hunted on this guy's land or something. And like the guy got mad at them on the land, but they were out. Or no, this is it. They go. They ask this guy if they can hunt on his land. He says, yes, but while you're out there, I got a cow that needs to be put down. So while you go out there,
this is literally the worst delivery I've ever heard in my life. You're botching it. I don't even know the joke, and you're botching it.
He said, so while you go out there, will you shoot that cow too? The guy says, no problem, but don't tell my buddy because I want him to think that like we got in a fight or whatever. So he goes out and he goes, that guy won't let us hunt on his land. And they go over and he goes, I'll show him. And he shoots the guy's cow. And the buddy's like, whoa. And then the guy hears this loud bang and he goes, whoa, what? And he says, Yeah, I just shot his horse too.
That's awful, dude.
No. It's probably been 20 years since I told that joke.
Well, I'm so confused.
It shows, and yes, I am also confused.
Who shot the horse?
Okay. The friend, right? Am I wrong? I think it was the friend.
The other guy?
Two guys.
Yes, it was the friend. It just wasn't a funny joke. That's why we're confused.
No, it was. Two guys go hunting on a third guy's property. The one guy shoots the cow, and the other guy thinks they're both actually mad at him.
So he shoots
the guy's horse, too, because he didn't know it was a joke. So now the guy that allowed them to hunt has a dead horse and a dead cow.
Right. So the other guy that was hunting,
he shot the horse because he thought, oh, we're mad at this guy.
You understood the joke. It just wasn't funny. So you thought, maybe I don't get
it. Yeah, I thought maybe.
Okay. So that was our joke of the week. Give me a rating.
Out of what?
I would tell this joke when a lot of people came over, like my parents' friends. I'd say, if you guys want, I can tell you a joke.
Okay, here we go.
If you guys want, I can show you guys all the tricks my dog knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. We're going to go from 0 to 10. We're going to do a 0 to 10 scale. We look at different things here at the Sword Bros Podcast. Delivery is a big one, I will tell you.
Okay, delivery
is a big one.
Tell me a joke you learned 20 years ago.
Next is just overall, how the joke landed, if it landed at all. I'm going to go with a solid 2.9, and that's kind of generous, I'm not going to lie.
Why? What was on? You laid out these categories, and then you did not rate the joke based on those categories.
I was going to say a solid 1.
I was saying that's what I'm looking at, not going through all each one. But she gave you a 1, so you should be thinking, because I gave you a 2.9. Also, a holy rookie score. No decimal? What the frick?
No decimals. It's a straight 1.
I've heard Megan tell some horrible jokes, almost like a British speech.
You've heard me tell some horrible jokes.
Yeah, so giving me a 1 is
I love
ridiculous.
Dad jokes.
That wasn't a dad joke. That was
Justin's trying to talk, and I said, all right, tell dad me a joke that funny. You learned 20 years ago. And just in the distance, Megan says, knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
All right, what are we going to say?
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who? No, cows go moo.
That was Jesse's favorite joke. Also, another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I knew she was saying that.
Because we told each
other. I literally knew she was saying that.
All your jokes about cows? Yeah. I just told a joke about cow and I got a 1 and a 2.9.
You didn't even.
How many jokes are actually about cows? Are most knock, knock jokes about cows? Because we're 3 for 3 right now.
What do you guys call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
A cow?
Roberto.
I was just trying to stay on brand.
A Mexican cow.
Let me finish an interrupting cow joke.
How does a Mexican cow sound?
What did you say?
How does a Mexican cow sound?
Moo.
This is not
a moo.
This is not no.
Do you think they teach the same animal sounds in different cultures?
There are different ones, yeah.
Whoa. Different animal sounds?
Mm-hmm.
What is that like?
One time I was reading about it. Like they're dogs. Like there are certain ones that are like a lot of them. Some of them
what
are
does
the
a chicken
same.
Say?
Have you seen that? Gosh, I forget their names. It's that red-haired comedian and the Asian comedian.
Asian Santino, Andrew Santino.
It doesn't. Yeah, yeah,
and
I think
Bobby
so.
Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like,
they're like tiger,
what does the dog say? And he's like, hey, bark, bark. Because they're talking about how dogs can, he was saying like, dogs in other countries speak that country's language. And he's like, no, that's not true. And he's like, they don't all speak English. Like if they're in Mexico, they're speaking Spanish. And he's like, how does that sound? And he's like, hey, bark, bark.
No, that's like police canines will speak like German and stuff.
Yeah.
So that like other people that, can't like tell their dog what to do.
Right.
I think I have one of my dogs. I don't think he speaks any languages, which is unfortunate.
Which one?
He's probably just confused all the time. Biting me and jumping because he can't understand. Yeah. But he's sweet.
Yeah, that's what we keep telling ourselves.
He is sweet. But a crazy boy.
Are you looking something specific up about the names?
I was just looking at different animal sounds, but I'm going to butcher all of them.
Please try.
But it's like you know, in English, a dog says woof. But in German, it says wow, wow. Or in...
That's
do dogs speak?
In Italian, it's bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
But that's like,
just what people say, though.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, dogs it's still what make you say. You say, what noise, sound does a dog right? make to your kid?
And they we would have say, a book bow, bow. That has animal noises for Evelyn, and it's like you can click a button and it'll tell you. And it's got very
the weirdest animals,
very obscure animals on it. It's like, what sound does a deer make?
Meh.
That was actually pretty close.
No, you didn't know that. You just made a noise.
No, that's a deer, bro.
No, it's not.
What about a walrus?
When you're hunting, is everyone when like if you're hunting a deer and it's like and people they go meh to get them to stop because that's like they don't want to spook it, but they still want it to stop so they can shoot it.
Meh.
Meh. She.
Meh. It's a deer.
What'd you ask? A walrus?
A walrus.
Isn't like, like it's like real like deep.
It's very guttural.
Yeah.
Justice has read this book. It's got like a fox on there, which I thought the whole thing was that like
yeah, there
foxes
was a
don't
song.
Make.
They're like, nah. Like there's really
it's
high
like
pitch,
a porcupine.
Right? A porcupine? I have no clue what a porcupine is.
It doesn't have a porcupine.
A porcupine.
It doesn't have a porcupine.
A porcupine.
Porcupine.
It does have a prairie dog.
I don't know what they
which
mean.
Which just
either.
Sounds like a mouse. The mouse is right next to it. They sound very similar.
Mm. Mm.
Also a spider.
It's like the it, they
but
just
it's
put
just
the
like,
they just put the Minecraft sound. It's like
that's basically what it is.
Hmm. There was something one time on like Family Feud where it was like a finish this like words that go with this thing or something like that because I think it was Steve Harvey and there was like this family on there and the word was pork. And the lady to finish, like it said, cupine.
Yep.
But it wasn't right. Hey, tell me a joke.
Dude, I don't have any jokes. That's what I was saying. Like, I was never the guy to, like, have a knock knock joke in my back pocket. Like,
Were you into the, like, what were they even called? Like, the joke. Like the jokes that weren't really jokes. We were in high school.
I don't know what they're
called. I don't remember what they were
called. Those, to me, were funnier or more funny than the, like, a normal knock-knock joke. The ones where
it's like, what looks like red paint but smells like blue paint.
Red paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were more funny to me than, like, a normal
something wrong with you.
Knock-knock joke. There were some messed up
there
ones.
There were some
messed
up ones.
There were some messed up ones.
I don't know.
I forget what they were
like
called.
I didn't hear much about this. Do you guys have anything else before we get into GTK?
No, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So this question is in regards to Evelyn's been jumping around doing different things. Evelyn does not have kneecaps because she's a baby.
Right.
So my question to you is, if you had to get rid of one of your body parts, which one would it be?
Trying to be strategic here.
Please do.
Like, could I just, like, drop a toe?
I guess we'll lump it, like...
Like, is it a whole foot?
It would have to be, like, a foot.
Okay.
Yeah. Have to be like a hand.
But could you get rid of a kneecap? What's a body part, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking, like, internal, I guess, in terms of, like, I would just get rid of, like, my appendix or something. But I'm thinking, like, external. I know this was based on a kneecap.
Yeah, why'd you bring the kneecaps?
Just what sparked the question.
Okay, I got you, I got you. If everything's together, then I guess I would probably, I would lose maybe a foot.
Both feet?
No, just one.
No, we'll make it both.
What? Then it's literally just both legs or both arms or your head or like what?
No, it's like, you know, a leg or both feet or both hands or
what? Okay. Okay, both feet then. I'll just get bionic feet or something. I don't know.
Have those?
Probably if you have money. I don't know. Do you have like a good answer to this?
I think I would go ears.
Dude, I almost said ears, but not both. You just will never hear?
No, you'd still have like holes in the side of your head. You just wouldn't have ears.
Oh, well then, you're yeah. Like faster. That's the best. Yeah, no, like no, wind resistance.
No drag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. I thought maybe chop one of my ears off, but I was like, I can't. I'd
have to be both.
I love music so much.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you still can hear and everything, you wouldn't be able to hear as well though, because there wouldn't be that like cup.
I would just do this. I would like tape some cups
everywhere you go.
It's crazy how much this changes what you hear. Like if I do this right now, this sounds crazy. Like you don't realize how much like I guess sound is going behind me or something. I don't know. This is crazy.
It's not sound going.
We can't afford headphones on the podcast, so we just do the whole thing like
this. But no, yeah, it is. Sound waves, crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you're just
any,
the best.
Any honorable answers there, Megan, with body parts you would eliminate?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I cool. think that's a wrap.
Yeah. Episode what?
Cool.
This is technically episode 22?
22, if we count the golf episode.
22.
Yeah.
We're in the top 1%, baby.
Like and subscribe. Tell us if you like the golf content, if we should do more of it. We bought mics and shot trace software, so we got to use it.
Well, we already had one mic, but yes.
Okay, we bought mic. All right.
No, Mike is not enslaved. Our mascot, Mike, is not. We did not buy Mike.
We bought him and set him free.
Subscribe to set Mike free.
Yeah, or we will kill him.